We're continuing in middle of the left-hand column. Sheze ho'er nimshach bebechinas chut kiyodua. And Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that it's written in Sifrei Kabbalah that when we talk about a Jew connecting to this highest level light of Hashem, the way it's referred to, because the light is so high and so bright, our only contact with it is in the form of a thread, a thin thread of light, like a laser beam. V'zehu b'chinas ma sheyosad b'shir or hagonuz. Rav Nosson Zal writes, this is also what's hinted to in a song that Rabbi Nachman composed, where he says over there, ish al digloi, kosoif yichsoif, litikvas chut zohar ein soif, that each and every single person in his position yearns to be zoche, to connect to that thread of infinite light. So this is what Rabbi Shuben Hanya was saying to these wise men of Athens.
And this is why they asked him immediately, Umi yochoy lemichrach gardi merechaya? Can someone spin threads from a mill? Kihem koifrim, because they are non-believers. Vehem mishukoim batai vazois kolkach, they are so steeped in this wrong kind of desire for women. Pigamabris, at she'eno maminim she'efsher she'enoy lad minin ze, ish koze she'yucha ledabek esatzmoy, b'chut zoyar ein soif b'dveikos koze, at she'esaken akoil kanal. They're so steeped in pigamabris to the point where they don't believe that it's possible that through an act of zivug there can be born a person who can attach himself to the infinite light of Hashem with such dveikus, with such yearning, to the point where he can correct everything.
Al kein heishiv lohem. Therefore, Rabbi Yishuv ben Hananya responded to them and he said, Umi yochoy lemichta rechaya? So then if you don't believe that, then can the millstone be repaired? Ki bevadai mi she'enoy mamin bozeh. Because most certainly, a person who does not believe in this, sheze ho'inyin b'sharoshoy hu b'china gavoya k'doy shemoid moid, that this act of a man and woman living together in its origin is something very holy and very pure. Shekol ha'neshomoy si'ef shalahem lovoy lozeh ho'ilam ki'im al yidei zeh, whereby Hashem designed the world in such a way that a Jewish soul cannot enter the world through any other way than this. V'afal pi shemachmas chet odom orishin v'chet hadoiros nofalin yin zeh l'mokom shenofal. And even though, as a result of the pigam of Adam Arishon and the sins of generations throughout, this act between man and woman has fallen to a very low place, ad shenidme la'anoshim gasim ko'elu chas v'shon, hu rak taiva bi'alma, whereby to people that are base, you know, like these people were, they were far from holiness. To them, this seems like just an item of lust, an item of taiva. Afal piken, despite all of that, mi shemamin al kol ponim, a Jew who does believe, shebeemes hu dovor gavoya ma'id, that this act between man and woman is really something very, on a very high level, a very holy item. V'yesh tzadikim shezivugam b'dveikus niflo l'Hashem Yisborach, and that there are tzadikim who, when they are united with their wives, it's something that plugs them into Hashem on the highest level of holiness. There's nothing unholy or impure or lustful about it. Ashrei lohem, fortunate are those tzadikim. V'afilu anoshim pshutim, and Rav Nosson Zal says here, even simple Jews, me'achar shehu behetar al kol ponam al pi haTorah, so long as he's conducting himself in his relations with his wife in a permitted, in a manner that's permitted by the Torah, meaning he's careful to only be with her during kosher times, and he conducts himself in a kosher manner, in a tznius manner, following the laws of the Shulchan Aruch, following the mitzvahs of the Torah, Yecholim Lahoilad Mizeh Zera Yisrael, then it's possible to be born from them, Jewish children, Shaidezeh Hu Tikkun HaBris Kanal, which is in itself the greatest tikkun for the bris, for anything that a Jew might have done wrong in this type of item. Aval Elu Hu Apikursim Shekoifrim Bozeh, whereas these Apikursim, these 70 wise men of Athens who didn't believe in all of this, Vo'isim Mizeh Leitzonus, they make a mockery out of this. Vo'imrim, and they say, Umi Yochel Amechra Gardim Erechaya, are you kidding? Is it, you think it's possible to draw a thread, you know, it's possible to draw this high level of light from an act like this? She'yefsha She'yetzim Mizeh Dveikus Nifla Kozeh. They believe that it's impossible for a Jew, through this act, to achieve a high level of Dveikus Tashem. Alkein bevadai rishoim koelu iefshel esakin oisam. Therefore, these types of rishoim, it is impossible to fix any pegama bris that they've committed. Bebechinas, as Rabbi Shul ben Hanya responded to them, bebechinas umi yochol amichta rechaya. Then is it possible for the millstone to be repaired? Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, Vizeh Bechinas Ve'ele Toldois Yitzchok Ben Avraham. With this we could understand the Pasuk in the Torah, which speaks about the birth of Yitzchok Avinu. Now this paragraph that we're about to do, I've heard told over many times at weddings and at brises. So if any of you ever need to make a speech or anything like that, listen, pay close attention to this paragraph. It's something very special. Ki Yitzchok hu hoylodo harishono digdusha boilam. Yitzchok Avinu was the first human being in the world to be born on a high level of holiness. Ki ad shenoylad Yitzchok lo yhoyo odom shenoylad bigdusha kozois, bigdushas Yisroel. Because until Yitzchok Avinu came along, there wasn't a human being that was born with that type of holiness, the holiness of a Jew. Ki mechet odom arishoin lo yhoyo shum hoylada bigdusha koroi ad shebo Avraham shehoyo harishoin shehischi lahamshich kidushas Yisrael boilam. Because as a result of odom arishoin eating from the Eitz Hadas, there wasn't a single holy birth until Avraham Avinu came along, who was the first one who started introducing Yiddishkeit into the world, even though he wasn't technically a Jew, but he started drawing Yiddishkeit into the world. Aval Avraham Avinu biatzmoi lo noilad adayin bekdushas Yisrael. However, Avraham Avinu was not born with the holiness of a Jew. Avraham Avinu's father was an idol worshipper. His mother was not a religious woman of any sort. It's written it's brought that his father and mother had relations only while she was nida, while she was impure. V'horishon shenoylad bigdushas Yisrael hoyo Yitzchok Avinu, the first human being to be born to parents who lived by the holy standard of Jews, was Yitzchok Avinu, who was born to Avraham and Sarah. Shehi hoylodo harishon aboilam shenoylad bigdushas Yisrael. This was the first birth to take place in the world with the holiness of Jews. V'alkein oz hoyo simcha gedoyla b'chol ha'olamos. And therefore there was incredible joy in all the worlds when Yitzchok Avinu was born. V'nikro al shem ha'simcha. And he was actually named for this great joy that he affected. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, tzchoik oso li Elokim, that Sarah Imenu said, Hashem has made, you know, a happy occasion for me. Hashem has given me laughter. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki be'emes, kol hasmochot shesmeichim al hachatana hu pliya l'chayra. Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is, when we see Jews celebrating and enjoying a wedding, it seems to be a very difficult, a very perplexing question. Kasher shamati zois beferish mi piv hakodesh, as I heard directly from Rabbeinu Zal. Sheomar, he once made a statement, she'ein ho'ilam yoidim klal. People don't think at all about what they're doing, meaning, mazu simcha, What's there to celebrate? Sheze noise zois, about the fact that this guy is marrying this gal. This man is marrying this woman. Ki bevadai ein roi lismoyach alinyan zeh. Because most certainly, regarding the physical, the fact that these two now are going to have physical relations, is that justification for 200-300 couples getting together and celebrating and drinking l'chaims and dancing? All of that is about the fact that these two people are going to start physically living together? Ridiculous. Ach be'emes ikara simcha shel chasana hu simchas Yisrael. Therefore, let's try to understand now what the simcha is. The joy is the joy of a Jew. She'ikar simcha dikdusho machmash anu yoidim u'maminim she'inyin ze b'sharoshoi hu gavoya mo'oid mo'id kiyodua. Our happiness is based on the fact that we believe and we realize that this physical act of man and woman living together is something which on a spiritual level is something extremely, extremely high and holy. Kiyodua, as is known, and as a result of man and woman living together properly, there can be born from that a Jew who will sanctify Hashem's name. To the point where it's very possible and very likely that somewhere along the way, whether it's their children or their grandchildren or great-grandchildren, somewhere along the way, one of those bright lights is going to be brought into the world. A great tzaddik. Ad sheyovoi Moshiach midoyroseinu, to the point where eventually we know that Moshiach is going to be born as a result of couples, Jews getting married and living together and having children and grandchildren. It's somewhere along the way, boom, Moshiach is going to pop out. Sheyisaken hakoil, who's going to be in a position to fix everything, to rectify everything. V'zeh ikar simchoseinu. That's the joy. That's what we're singing about and dancing about and clapping at a Jewish wedding. And about this, it definitely is justified, the great celebration and joy and happiness that takes place at a Jewish wedding. And this type of joy began from Yitzchak Avinu specifically. Shehu Hoylodo Horishoina Boilam Bigdushas Yisrael Kanal. He is the first one to be born into the world with the holiness of Jews, meaning that his father and mother conducted themselves Bigdusha, based on the laws of the Torah. Even though the Torah hadn't been officially given on Har Sinai yet, they were complying, they knew the Torah, and they were living by Torah standards. V'alkein be'emes omro oz soro tzchoi koso li'elikim kol ha'shomea yitzach hakli. And this is why when Sarah was about to give birth, she said, Hashem has given me this joy. Anyone who hears about this is going to be happy for me. Ki bevadai ato shenoilad Yitzchok, because most definitely now that this Jewish child, Yitzchok, was born, Oz ro'u v'shamu hakoil nifloes Hashem ma'shelihoyo chidish kozeh bo'ilam. Then the entire world witnessed a miracle of Hashem that had not yet been seen in the world. They had never witnessed this since the beginning of creation yet. Sheyihye noilad mechibur ish v'isho hoylodo kozois shemimenu yetzu kol zera Yisrael. That from the physical contact between man and woman should be born a child of this caliber from whom would eventually come forth the entire Jewish people, ad sheyavoy Moshiach, which would eventually result in Moshiach's coming. Ubevadai hu tzchoik v'simcha v'chedvo rabo b'chol ha'olamos. And certainly this is something which brought tremendous joy and happiness in all the worlds, not just in the physical world that we live in, but even in all the heavenly worlds. Bebechinas, as Sarai Menu said, Kol Hashemeya Yitzachakli. Everyone who will hear about this will rejoice for me. That word Kol there is referring to everyone, not just in the physical world, but in all the worlds. Kimei hoilodo hakdoisha hazois hischil shalsheles hayichus Yisrael, because it was from this holy birth that the ancestry, the genealogy, and the heritage of the Jewish people really began. Ki Avram Avinu biatzmoi af al pi shehu hayoharishon lovois, because Avram Avinu himself, even though he was the first one of the forefathers of the Jewish people, harishon sheischil galos elokusei boilam, he was the first one who started broadcasting Hashem to the world. Aval hu biatzmoi loy noilad bigdushas Yisrael. However, he himself was not born with the holiness of a Jewish birth. Aval, however, hu yoga v'torach ba'itzam avidosoi, he struggled very, very hard to purify himself and to elevate himself, ad shezochu lekadesh es atzmoi kol kach, to the point where he was able to sanctify himself so much, ad shezochu shemimenu yaschil hoilodas kedushas Yisrael, to the point where he was privileged that from him and his wife began the holy heritage of the Jewish people. Shemeoz v'hola lo yafsik shalsheles hayuchsin shel Yisrael, shemimenu, that from him and onward there would never be interrupted the heritage of the Jewish people, the yichus of the Jewish. Shemimenu yenoilad Yitzchok, shuarishin shenol b'kedusha kazois, that from Avram Avinu would be born Yitzchok Vinu, who is the first one to be born with such holiness. Umimenu yetze Yaakov, and from him would come forth Yaakov Avinu. Umi Yaakov yetzu kol zera Yisrael, and from Yaakov Avinu would come forth all of the Jewish children, the 12 tribes. Ad asoif, until the end, ad sheyovoi Moshiach, till eventually Moshiach would come, sheyetze mizaram, who would come forth from their children, from Yitzchok Avinu and Yaakov Avinu's children, sheyisaken hakoil, who would rectify everything that needs to be rectified from the beginning of time, v'yigale elokusoi le'in koil, and Moshiach will be the one to broadcast Hashem to everybody. Shezehu bechinas v'hachut hameshulosh loy b'mheira yinote. This is what's meant by the Pasuk in Novi, which says that a triple-stranded thread will not easily be broken. Ki hashloisha ovois Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov hoyu kedoshim ma'oid b'kedushas habris. Because the three forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, were extremely holy in this item, in Tikkun HaBris, in the purity with which they conducted themselves with their wives. Ad shezochu lahamshich ha'hoylode sholahem b'kedusha kazois, ad shelo yafsik chevel kedushas Yisrael lo'olam, to the point where they were zeche to bring children into the world with holiness, and to kick off the Jewish ancestry in such a way that it would never, ever be, that the chain, the holy chain, would never be broken. Shalidei kol hoylodo shel Yisrael, eich shehu, yenimshach b'chinas tikkun habris, to the point where each and every single Jewish child that's born, no matter what, would be an aspect of tikkun habris. V'achar shemei hoylodo zois yitzmach zera Yisrael, shehu tikkun kol hoylamos v'kanal. And because of the fact that from this type of birth would come forth Jewish children who are a tikkun for all the worlds. V'alkei nikra al shem ha'simcha v'achedva. And it's for this reason that Yitzchok Avinu was named Yitzchok, which means tzchok, happiness, laughter, joy. B'chinas tzchok osa li'elikim kol ha'shemei yitzachak li. Ki ha'kol roi lohem l'smoyach al hoylodo shel ben Yisrael, because it is appropriate for everybody to rejoice in a tremendous way over the fact that a Jewish child is going to be born. Kishemale noisoi, when they circumcise him, umachnis noisoi b'kedushas Yisrael, and he enters fully into the holiness of the Jewish people, mazkirenos hasimcha, we mention that joy. Kimoy shekosov bebrochei shachar amila, as you'll observe, in the blessings that are made right after the circumcision, we say Yisma Ho'ov b'yotzei chalotzov, that the father rejoices with those that come forth from him. Ki bevadai rak boze roi l'smoyach, because about this specifically it is appropriate to rejoice very much b'ma shezochinu, over the fact that we are privileged, shalidei hoylodo shelonu, that from our birth, from a Jewish birth, noilad ben Yisrael, can be born a Jewish child, hanimoy lishmoino, who is given a bris milah at 8 days, v'ze b'chinas shemazkiren oz, vo'evor olayich, vo'erech mizboseses b'domayich, vo'omar loch b'domayich chayi, vo'omar loch b'domayich chayi. Rav Nosson says, and this is why, at a bris milah, we quote these psukim. These are some of the psukim that are recited. Rav Nosson says, Zebechinas shokal piska, shodolahu kruch ligadi mino. This pasuk corresponds to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya's words in the story where he threw a piece of the broken millstone to the 70 wise men, and he said to them, let's see you spin some thread from this for me. Shedaiko mize biatzmo inimshach tikkun habris, whereby he was implying to them that from this act itself, from the act of a man and woman having relations, that act itself brings a tikkun to any pigam, to any wrongdoing that was committed within this sphere. Shezehu b'chinas vo'erech mizboseses b'domayich. This corresponds to what the pasuk says, I saw you bubbling in your blood. Hainu b'chinas pigamabris. That pasuk is referring to the fact that when the Jews were in Egypt, there was a certain point at which they were bubbling in pigamabris. Shenimshach mehizgabrus achiras hadomim, which we know is a result of bad blood, a spoiled blood in the person. Va'omar loch b'domayich chayi. And Hashem says, but I said to you at that time, with your blood you will live. Meaning, ki daiko alideze biatzmoi tucha lehistakein. Meaning, that in order to rectify any sins you've done in pigamabris, the way that you'll do it is by conducting yourself, having relations in a proper way, in a kosher way, manner. Alidei sheyu noilodim zera Yisrael meitcha. And as a result of Jewish children being born from you, the kanal, as we explained earlier. V'ze shemazkir nachakach, and this is why we say right after that, at the bris milah, we say, Vayomol Avraham es Yitzchak benoi, as the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu circumcised his son Yitzchak. Ki ikar kedusha zois hischil mehoilodas Yitzchak, because this type of holiness first began from Yitzchak Avinu. Don't forget, he was the first one to be circumcised at 8 days. Avram Avinu did not have his bris milah until he was 99 years old. Yishmael had his bris milah at the age of 13. Yitzchak Avinu was the first one to be born mamish bigdusha. As the Arizal explains, the fact that Avram Avinu had to have a son Yishmael, in the seed of Yishmael was released any negativity, any pigam that Adam Arishin, that Avram Avinu had, you know, as a result of his birth to such parents, to the impure parents that he had, any filth that was in Avram Avinu was ejected in Yishmael, you know, so that when it came time for Yitzchak Avinu to be born, he was the pure strain. He came from the holiness of Avram Avinu. And again, he was the first one to be circumcised at the age of 8 days old. V'alkein ein koiren ovois elashleisha. And this is why the forefathers of the Jews are only three. Ki heim heim ovois hoilam. They are the fathers of the world. Ki ein ovois legoi. Because when we talk about a non-Jew or a non-Jewish nation, they have no father. The term father can't be applied to them in the full sense of the word. Ki heim am hadome lechamor. Because the Torah tells us they are a nation that can be compared to donkeys. Kemo yishom razal, as the Gemara learns out, from the pasuk shvulochem poem hachamor, that when Avram Avinu was going to take his son Yitzchak to the Akedah, and they had been accompanied part of the way by Yishmael and by others, when they were about to depart from the others, Avram Avinu said to Yishmael, you remain here with the donkey, im hachamor. And the Gemara learns out, the word im, ayin mem, is also am, a nation. You nation of donkeys. The goyim are compared to animals. ki hoylodos shelohem heim atzmoi hoylodos habehemos. Because when non-Jews give birth, it's the same thing as when animals give birth, donkeys and cows. Shehu rak machmas taivo levad, whereby when they have relations, it's only it's a lustful item. Bli shum kedusha klal, there's no holiness, there's no sanctity to it. Aval ikur ovois hischel me Avraham. So therefore, the proper use of the term father actually began from Avram Avinu, Shehoiledes Yitzchok Bigdusha Kozois, who was the one to give birth to a child with real holiness. The first father to give birth to a child having complied with all the laws and regulations and holiness of the Torah. And therefore he brought Yitzchok Avinu into the world with such holiness, At Shemeoz Vahola Yeh Bechol Hoylodah Bechinas Kedushas Yisrael, which established a foundation whereby from that point on, from the birth of Yitzhak on, every single one of his descendants, every single one of the Jews, every time they would give birth to a child, there would be a kedusha to it. Shezeh ikar hayichus. This is the main heritage and lineage of the Jewish people. Bechinas ovois. The fact that we have fathers. Sheyesh kishur v'chibur me'av leben, whereby there is a connection from father to son. Me'achar she'ho'ov mamshich leben b'chinas kedushas Yisrael. As a result of the father drawing on to his son the holiness of a Jew, passing on to his son the holiness of a Jew, u'moidia me'elikusa yisborach, and the father transmits to his son the greatness of Hashem, you know, telling him about Hashem, faith in Hashem. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Av labonim yodia kel amitecho, that the father to the son will pass on the truthfulness of Hashem. Vizehu, and this is why the Pasuk says, Ve'ele toldos Yitzchok ben Avraham. Even though it's the beginning of a parsha in the Torah and the beginning of a pasuk, it begins with the letter vav, and these are the births of this is the birth of Yitzchak the son of Abraham. Rav Nosson says vav moisif. We know that the vav comes to add. The vav means and in addition, bechinas tikun habris. And we know the term addition lehosif. To add is Miloshin Yosef, Shehu Bechinas Yosef, who is the symbol in Judaism of Tikkun HaBris, by his having passed that incredible test with Potiphar's wife. Kol ze nimshach al yidei toilodois. All of this comes into the world through births. Al yidei ha-hoilodois ha-gdoshe shel Yisrael, through the holy births of the Jewish people. Vezehu Bechinas toilodois Yitzchok ben Avraham. The birth of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Shehu hoylada rishayna shnei l'bidushas Yisrael shalidu Avraham b'kdusha gazois. At shemimenu hischel shalshelas ha'kdusha shebechol hoyladas Yisrael yesh kedusha sova shebidushas Yisrael. He was the first one to be born with the holiness of a Jew. He was born to Avraham Avinu, who gave birth to him with holiness, to the point where from him begins our holy ancestry. So that in the every single time a Jew is born, the birth has in it some of the holiness of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, which is the holiness, the foundation of the Jewish people. Shaydezehu Tikkun HaBris Kanal, which is what brings Tikkun HaBris to every single Jewish birth. Vezehu, and this is why the Pasuk continues over there, Avraham Holides Yitzchok. Who gave birth to Yitzchok? Avraham gave birth to Yitzchok. Hainu Shehoilodas Yitzchok Hoyo Me Avraham Levad. Yitzchak Avinu was born only to Avraham, Shubachinas Kedushas HaBris, who Avraham Avinu is the symbol of purity in Tikkun HaBris. Ki Avraham hu Bechinas Tikkun HaBris, Bechinas Ever Mo, Ki Kemuva. Because the Arizal tells us that Avraham Avinu, his name shows us that he implies purity in this item. The word usually used to refer to the Bris, that organ, and mo means nothing physical about it, meaning completely spiritual. Mo is one of the names of Hashem. Kemuva, as is brought. Vezehu, and this is why Rashi HaKodesh says on that pasuk, Lefi shehoyu leitzoni ador imrim me'avi melech nisabra sora, that the people of that generation, the leitzonim, people who made mockery of holiness, they used to say that me'avimelech nisabra sora, that Sora became pregnant from Avimelech. After all, she had spent one night in the palace of Avimelech. And then she hadn't been pregnant for 90 years or so. And then only after that, suddenly she became pregnant. So they wanted to say, to attribute the birth of Yitzchak to Avimelech. Ki heim eino ma'aminim sheye'efsher sheye'hoylodo mebechinas Avraham, mebechinas Eiver Moa. Because they are unwilling to believe that it's possible for a Jew to be born in holiness and sanctity from Avraham. And we said the word Avraham itself implies sanctity, this Eiver Mo, that the organ is plugged into spirituality. Sheyeh Oz bebechinas Mo, meaning that a Jew, while he's having physical contact with his wife, should be in a state of Mo. Mo means a completely spiritual state, where the person is unplugged from anything physical. Bebechinas bitul, where the person nullifies his physicality, v'lo yechavein b'shvil tavosoi klal klal, and his intent in being with his wife is not to fill any physical desire whatsoever. K'moy shehoyu tzadikim amitiyim shesparu b'zeh. As we know throughout Jewish history, that there were tzaddikim who prided themselves in this. They said that they were capable, even at the time of having physical relations with women, they were capable of that their mind should be dovuk tashem at that time, and not to be connecting to the physical pleasure whatsoever, but rather that their mind and their feelings should be completely dovuk tashem at that time. Vezehu, and this is what the Gemara is referring to when it says regarding this pasuk, lefi shehoyu, and Rashi brings this in the Chumash there, lefi shehoyu leitzoni hadoyro imrim me'avimelech nisabra sora, because of the fact that there were nasty people in the that generation at the time, people who mocked holiness, who said this child, Avram Avinu hasn't had kids for 99 years. And then his wife spends a night at the home of Avimelech and comes out of there, and suddenly she's pregnant and she gives birth. So they were saying that this child came from Avimelech. Ki heim eino ma'aminim sheye'efsher sheye'hoylodo mebechinas Avraham, because they are not willing to believe that it's possible for a birth to come from a place of extreme holiness, which is symbolized by the word Avraham, Mibchinas Eiver Mo, as the Arizal says, that symbol of Eiver Mo, Sheyeh Oz Bibchinas Mo, meaning that the husband, especially the husband or the husband and wife, at the time of relations, should be in a state of Mo. Mo means Bibchinas Bitul. Mo means nothingness, where a person is Dovuk to Hashem in a very deep way. That's also how this word mo is used in Hebrew in Sifrei Kabbalah. Mo means when a person is so attached to Hashem that they feel nothing, like it's something that can't be put into words. It's something that goes above any concept of vessels, of kelim. Bebechinas bitul, v'lo yechavein b'shvil tavosai klal klal. And that the person during relations should not be thinking of any physical desire, any physical enjoyment. As we know, there were tzaddikim, true tzaddikim, who prided themselves in this, that even during this physical act, they were able to attach their mind so powerfully to Hashem that they were totally detached from the physical pleasure, from the physical enjoyment. But these late Sonei Ador don't believe in this. Rakhemoim, and they say, Me Avimelech. No. Children are born from Avimelech. Shubchinas Malchus Harisho. Avimelech was a Rosha. Meaning that they say that the fact that children come into the world through this type of physical act There's no such thing as holiness. Shehura koruch achar ataiva gashmius. Avimelech symbolizes a person who's only going after the physical desires. Mimenu nisabra sora. They said that's where Sarah's birth came from. That's where Sarah's pregnancy came from. She'omrim haleitzonim she'ikar ha'hilotahu rak mitayva gashmius. They say that children are born into this world from a physically enjoyable act, period. Mibchinas avimelech. And again, that's why they say the whole purpose of life is just have a good time, have a great time, enjoy, fun. Al kein heyid hakosu. This is why the pasuk testifies, Avraham hoyledes Yitzchak, that Hashem made it clear and obvious to everybody that Yitzchak Avinu came from Avraham Avinu. The Gemara says that Yitzchak Avinu's face looked identical to the face of Avraham Avinu to prove to the world that nobody could say that that he came from Chas v'Shalom Avimelech. She'ikar hoylodas Yitzchak. That's teaching us that the birth of Yitzchak Avinu was coming from this spiritual place called Avraham, meaning Ever Mo, Mibchinas Bitul, from a place of complete Dveikus to Hashem, Bechinas Tikkun HaBris, Shenoilad Bigdushon Eiro Kozois, meaning that Yitzchak Avinu was born with such awesome holiness, At Shemimenu Hischel Shalsheles Kedushas Yisrael, to the point where from him starts flowing the holiness of Klal Yisrael, Shebechol Hoylogos Yisrael, Yeshbo Bechinas Nitzutzei Kedushai Sovois. So that every single Jewish child that would be born subsequently would contain in him some of the holiness, sparks of Kedusha, from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Shaideze Noilodim Bechol Dor Vador. And that's what results in Jewish birth throughout all the generation. Shekulam misaknim tikkun habris kanal, whereby every Jewish child brought into the world is bringing a tikkun habris to the world. At shebesoif yetzei Moshiach mizer Yisrael, to the point where eventually Moshiach will be born as a Jew. Sheyidabek esatzmoi b'shem Yisborach kemoish. Sheyizdabek, who will bind himself to Hashem on the level that he will achieve, v'yegale elokusoi le'ein koil, and he will broadcast the greatness of Hashem to all of mankind, v'yisaken akoil kanal, and he will be misaken everything, as we said earlier, b'mheira b'yomenu amen. We should be zeuche to see this soon in our time. Kol zenemar al hachasana shel Shachno Bini. I believe that's what the Rosh Yitev Shin Beis is. That this was a Dvar Torah that Rav Nosson Zal said at the wedding of one of his sons. Baruch Hashem. Nikutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos. We're starting Halacha Zayin. Rav Nosson Zal says, Al Pi HaTorah Kro Es Yehoshua V'atzavenu, that this chapter of Likutei Halachos will be based on chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, which is entitled Kruas Yehoshua, of the first half of Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah Mereshat Sefer. Look over the entire chapter from beginning to end, because obviously he's going to be explaining it in detail. Rav Nosson Zal in this chapter of Likutei Halachos is going to give incredible insights in that chapter in Likutei Moran. That chapter, by the way, in Breslov is extremely famous. You know, in Breslov there are about, every chapter in Likutei Moran is something extraordinary, but there are about three or four that are the leaders. And one of them is the famous Azamra L'Rakai B'Yodi, chapter 282, which Rabbeinu Zal said to Rabbeinu Zal, I want you to have this in your pocket at all times, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about finding the good in everybody, including in yourself. And this chapter, Torah Vov, as it's known, lovingly, is also very famous because it's the chapter where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the topic of tshuva and understanding the concept of aliyah and yerida as being part of a process of coming close to Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal begins, that what's discussed there in Likutei Moran, v'zeh b'chinas oitzem noirois nizgovois kedusha Shabbos, everything that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran is tied into the awesome, great holiness of Shabbos. Kimavoyer Sham, because it's explained there, shetshuva hu b'chinas Shabbos, that tshuva is the concept of Shabbos. B'chinas, as we find in the Torah, that Hashem's command for Klal Yisrael to do tshuva is v'shavto ad Hashem alikecho, you will return to Hashem. And the word shavto, shin beis tof, is exactly the word spelled as the word Shabbos. Ki lo'osid yihye yoyim shekulo Shabbos, because we are taught that in the future, that Olam Haba is going to be a day that's only Shabbos, all Shabbos. Bechinas kuloi tshuva, which means a concept of wall-to-wall tshuva. Sheyovoyu bechol pam al hasogos yiseros, b'hasogos elokusei yisborach, because we're taught that one of the pleasures and one of the successes that a person is going to experience in Olam Haba is that the person is going to be constantly rising to new levels of understanding of Hashem. Ve'azai yoshuvu al hasagosam harishona. And each time the person comes to a higher level understanding of Hashem, they're going to be apologetic about how they understood Hashem yesterday. The understanding that I had of Hashem yesterday, that kavyachol Hashem was 3 billion, today I've come to a realization that he's 300 billion. Shezehu b'chinas avodas hatzadikim agdolim gam b'olam hazeh. And this is actually what the great tzadikim do even in this world, before they get to Olam Haba. She'af al pi shekvar zichachu atzmon betachlis hazakus v'hatzachus. Whereby, despite the fact that they've already purified themselves to the greatest degree of purification, v'gam osu tshuva gemura afilu alma shelechotu, and they've even done complete tshuva even whereby they didn't commit any sins. Afal pikein adayin hemoisim tshuva b'chol pam al hasog rishona, they're constantly apologizing to Hashem, feeling apologetic over the lower level of understanding and appreciation that they had of Hashem yesterday or 5 minutes ago. This is what Rabbeinu Zal, this is one of the things, one of the concepts that Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in that chapter. Umevoyer Sham, and it's explained over there, that Sheshar Ho'ilom Heim Tzrichim Bevadai Liyos B'tshuva Tomid, that if we're being told that the great tzaddikim are always in a process of tshuva, then the rest of us, the rest of the world, certainly has to always be on the treadmill of tshuva. Ki afilu kishoimer chotosi, etc. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, even while a person is reciting an apology to Hashem, he's saying the words chotosi, avisi, poshati, eino yocholoimer b'li pnia. Most of us do not have the ability to say that. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal writes there that a Jew has to always be doing tshuva, not just for his sins, not just for things that he did wrong, but even for his tshuva of yesterday, or his tshuva of a few minutes ago, which wasn't whole, which wasn't perfect. V'ayin shom mashikosuv, and look also at what Rabbeinu Zal writes there, shetzorich lihyos boki b'halocha, that a Jew who wants to come close to Hashem, who wants to do tshuva, has to know how to travel. The word halacha here means he has to know how to go up and down the ladder or up and down the staircase very, very well. Mi sheroitza lo shuv, a person who wants to do tshuva. Bechinas boki ba'ayil, boki benofik. The Zohar HaKadosh uses the terminology ayil and nofik, entering and leaving. A person needs to know how to enter, to come close to Hashem, to move forward, and to know how to drive in reverse, to know how to fall properly. Bechinas im esak shamayim shamato, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, if I find myself soaring up to the heavens, Hashem, you're right there, I see you there above me. Va'atzia shoil. And if I feel that I've fallen down to the lowest, lowest depths, hineko, Hashem, you're right there. Meaning I never disconnect with Hashem, whether I'm moving forward or in reverse, no matter how high I go, no matter how low I fall. Shafilu b'chol ha'yiridoi shevoilam. That even in the worst yiridos that a person experiences, afilu b'shoil tachtias, even if a person finds himself in the sub basement, shoil tachtias is a term used to refer to the seventh level of Gehenim. Yischazik limtzayis Hashem yizborach lo shevelo. The person should be able to encourage himself and motivate himself to find Hashem and to return to Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, va'atzia shoil, that even if I find myself in shoil, hineko, you're right there, Hashem. V'chulu, etc. Va'ayin sham, and look also over there in the chapter, mashikosu besoif, what Rabbeinu Zal writes at the end, towards the end of the chapter, shal yidei zeh, that by a person learning this properly, nase odom lo sheves ha'akisei, he becomes an odom, which is a very high level of man, qualified to sit on a throne, to sit on a chair. Ki ikar ha-tshuva, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, because the main element of tshuva is, ki sheyishma bizyonoi yidam v'yishtoik. For a person to be able to go through an experience of being insulted or embarrassed and not respond in any negative way. It uses the word yidoi means to be silent, and yishtoik means to be silent. And the commentaries explain that this means to be silent verbally, and even to be silent in your heart, not to feel any malice or negativity whatsoever towards the person who's insulting you. The yizboil shvichas damin, and for the person to be willing to go, to undergo, having their blood spilled, meaning being shamed and embarrassed, lahachnia hadam shebechol asmoli, as a means of subduing and eliminating the blood, the bad blood that's in the left ventricle, the left side of the heart. This is the symbolism that's used to refer to the Yetzahara, the Sitra Achra, v'chulu, etc., etc. Vaydeze nase odom, and Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that when a person is zeche to do this properly, then he qualifies as odom. And Rabbeinu Zal over there speaks also about Bechinas Gimel Nekudos. He speaks about three aspects. Bechinas Moshe, one of them is called Moshe, the second is Yehoshua, and the third is the Ohel Moed, in which the two of them connected, the tent in which they both connected. Shehin Bechinas Chamo Ulevana. Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua symbolize the sun and the moon, the Chulu, etc. Rabbeinu Zal discusses that elaborately. Sheze bechinas gimel mitzvoy shenitzdavu Yisrael b'knisosom l'eretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zal over there also ties this into the three mitzvot, the three instructions that Hashem gave Bnei Yisrael upon entering Eretz Yisrael for them to accomplish these three things, which are, number one, lahachris zaron shel Amolek, to wipe out completely any trace of Amolek. Number two, velimnois melech, and to appoint a king, a Jewish king. And number three, velivnois beis habchira, and to build a beis hamikdash, v'chulu, etc. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Look over there in chapter 6 on the Likutei Moran, where all of this is discussed at great length with all kinds of details. Paragraph beis. U'mikol ze muvon oitzen noiroas ahavas Hashem yizborach aleinu. And from all of this, a person could come to understand the awesome love that Hashem feels towards us, towards Bnei Yisrael. Sheberachamov nosam lanu matona toiva hazois shehoisa bebeis gnozov. That with Hashem's incredible kindness, He chose to give us this wonderful gift that He had in His treasury called Shabbos. Kamo shom razal, as the Gemara says, Utzrichin lehishtade lekabel matona toiva zois bi'avo ubesimcho atzuma. And Rav Nosson Zal says, a Jew has to put effort, every effort they possibly can, mentally, physically, in order to be zeche, to receive this gift, to receive the Shabbos, with love, and with incredible happiness. Ki al yidei zeh zoichin letshuva, eich shehu. Because if a person will be zeche to receive Shabbos warmly, with simcha, with ahava, that person will be zecher to tshuva, no matter where they're at. Shegam hu yizke liyom shekulei Shabbos, whereby that person will also be zecher to olam haba, which is called yom shekulei Shabbos. Ki roiv ha'olam koshalem atshuva machmasis gabrus hayetzahora b'chol pam echodesh, because the majority of the world finds it extremely difficult to do tshuva because of the fact that the Yetzirah is always, he's coming back, he keeps coming back. He just keeps coming back. And coming back new and improved, every day, every minute, every year. Ki zeh yodua, because this is a known fact. Ki hakol chafetzim liyira shemecha. Everybody wants to be religious. Everybody wants to respect Hashem. Vafilu poishe Yisrael meleim charoto gedoyla. And even the worst sinners of Klal Yisrael, poisheya means a Jew who commits sins spitefully, even they are constantly experiencing regrets, tremendous regrets. Vaharbe mesoyrim kam upon in lo shel Hashem Yisbarach, and many of them receive many inspirations to do tshuva. Ach besoich kach neuflam bedaitam. However, in the midst of it, they fall, they give up, they quit. Migoidel hisgabrus habaldovor shemizgara behem bechol pam kanal, because of the tremendous onslaught of the Yetzirah, that the Yetzirah just keeps coming back. Kemoishom razal, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Bechol yoim yitzroi shelodom mischade shelov, that each and every single day the Yetzirah renews his attack against the person. Ve'ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, and the Gemara says over there that were it not for Hashem helping the person, lo yocholoi, the person could never ever succeed against this incredible angel. Ve'ikr ho'ezer v'hayishua hu'alidei koyach kedusha Shabbos, and the main help that Hashem gives a person in being zecher to do tshuva and to succeed in completing the tshuva process is through the incredible power of holiness of Shabbos. Shetzrichen laham shechalatzmoi b'chol yoim, which a Jew has to draw the holiness of Shabbos on them, not just on the seventh day of the week, but each and every single day of the 7 days of the week, a person has the ability to draw the Kedusha of Shabbos upon themselves. Kemo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Zochor es yoim ha-Shabbos l'katshoi, remember to sanctify the Shabbos. The Gemara says, Zochreyu me'echod b'Shabbos, that Zochor, remember Shabbos. What do you mean remember? On Shabbos, it's hard to forget that it's Shabbos. Remember it even from Sunday. That Sunday, a person should already be thinking of Shabbos and connecting to Shabbos. Paragraph Gimel, Ve'ikr Kiddusha Shabbos Yeshalam Shalatzmoy Kiyem Bekoyach HaTzadik HaTzadikei Emes. It's impossible for a person to really draw upon himself the holiness of Shabbos without the help of the true Tzadikim, Shehem Bechinas Shabbos, who are the concept of Shabbos. The Tzadik is the concept of Shabbos. Kemo Shekosuv B'Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as we find in the Zohar HaKadosh, that at one point the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to him, Ant Shabbos Dechul Hu Yoimi. At that point, they were a group of seven, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and he had his six closest Talmidim. And they, at one point, they said to him, Rabbi, you're the Shabbos. We're like the 6 days of the week. You're the Shabbos. And you're the one, just like Shabbos is mashpia to the 6 days of the week, you're the one who's mashpia to us. V'ho, b'ho, talia. And Rav Nosson Zal says, both of these things are connected to each other and depend upon each other. Listen to this. Kol ma shemishtadol b'yoseh l'kabel Shabbos koroiloi, the more that a Jew puts in the right effort to receive Shabbos properly, with wearing the proper clothing, eating the proper foods, and speaking properly, and singing Zmiris, and being happy, and learning the laws of Shabbos, knowing what to do, what not to do, the more effort that a person puts into doing everything about Shabbos better, kein zoicher lehiskarev letzadik ho'emes. that helps the person tremendously in coming close to the true tzaddik. Ukefi hiskargusa yelov, and so too, the more that a Jew is zoche to come close to the true tzaddik, came zoche lekedusha Shabbos. The more that person is zoche to experience a better Shabbos, a higher level Shabbos, begashmius baruchnius in every way. Ad sheyizke letshuva shlema b'chol mokom asher sham, to the point where a Jew can get to a level of a shlemus of tshuva, where the person's able to do tshuva no matter where he's at, no matter what level he's at. Ulehischazik al amdoy, and to be solid in his position, solid in his kesher with Hashem, livli lipo la'olam, never ever to fall out, yeh sheyeh, no matter what he's going through. Even if he finds himself mamish in the worst yerida possible, ki ikar hisoyrus v'ha'hischaskus, ki ikar ha'hisoyrus v'ha'hischaskus lo shevel Hashem tomid hu b'koyach ha'tzadik hanal, because the main inspiration and encouragement to have the ability to return to Hashem always, hu b'koyach ha'tzadik hanal, comes from the true tzaddik, shehu kol yomav b'tshuva, because the true tzaddik is always in a state of tshuva. Ki hu oise tshuva b'chol pam al hasagosu harishoina, he is always doing tshuva for the perception he had of Hashem earlier. Ad shebechol pam hu masi gedula sabo yisborach b'hasoga atzuma yoiser, because the true tzaddik is constantly rising to higher and higher levels of understanding Hashem. V'chein lo yom, and this is perpetual, it just keeps going. U'bechol pam shemasig hasoga yisera, and each time he achieves a new level of understanding of Hashem, a higher level of understanding, hu machnis b'leiv kol harachoykim ma'oid ma'oid, she'yizchasku mimekoimam lo shuv Hashem yisborach eich shehem. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain an incredible concept. As the tzaddik is soaring and going higher and higher in higher levels of understanding of Hashem, he's being given the ability to reach further and further down to people who are on lower levels and be able to even give them encouragement and the awareness that they need to do tshuva, to come up. Ki b'chol pam shemasigim gdulosa yisporach yoiser, he masigim rachamov v'chasodov yoiser. Because the more that a tzaddik achieves a higher level of understanding of the greatness of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem is His kindness. That's what it's all about. Ki ze ikar gedulosa yisborach. Because the real greatness of Hashem is His kindness. Now Rabbeinu Zal says in a few places in the Kuteman that we see this al pi Kabbalah. We know that we say in Vayivorech David, L'cho Hashem ha-gedula, v'ha-gvura, v'ha-tiferes, v'ha-netzach v'hod, we list the seven midos of Hashem. And instead of using the word chesed, the word gedula is used. And the Zohar HaKodesh, the Arizal say, those two words are interchangeable. So when we talk about understanding gedulas Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, What Breslov and Sfarim say throughout is, we're talking about understanding Hashem's kindness. So that the more that a tzaddik is studying Torah more deeply and penetrating deeper and learning another page, another page, another page, what his objective is and what he's succeeding at doing is realizing the kindness of Hashem to greater and greater degrees. And perceiving that Hashem has the ability to reach out to even a worse Russia, and a still worse Russia, and a still worse Russia. As we see in the famous example, I tell it over always, the Zohar HaKodesh in one place illustrates the difference between three great tzaddikim, and this is Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parshas, Eile Toldos Noach, Noach Ish Tzaddik, Tomim Hoya B'dayroisov, Esolikim Es Halach Noach. What better eulogy could a human being wish for than having such a pasuk written about him in the Torah? And the Zohar HaKodesh says that when Noach came out of the ark and he saw the whole world in smithereens, kavyachol, he said to Hashem, now you happy? You won, Hashem, you did it. There's no world. Everything is destroyed. Everything's zapped. Now you're happy? Kavyachol, as it, he said it sort of as if sarcastically. And Hashem said to him, Raya Shakya, you foolish shepherd. Now you're talking? Where were you 120 years ago when I told you, I gave you advance notice that this was going to happen, and you had two ways of dealing with it. Way number one was to go out there and do everything you could to be machzer the people to tshuva. Number two was for you to be mispalel for them. If you know Hashem, then you're the one who understands Hashem's kindness, and you should have fought me on it. You didn't? This flood goes down in history as Noah's flood. It ain't going to be called Hashem's flood or the flood of the Rishon. There's a pasuk in Navi that says, Kimei Noach Zosli. These are the waters, the flood, Noah's flood. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when Noach heard this, he understood that Hashem was perfectly correct. And that's why it says that as soon as he came out of the Teva, he brought sacrifices, oilos. Korban Oila is to forgive, an atonement korban. He brought these sacrifices to acknowledge his mistake as Tzadik Hador, as leader of the generation. And that was when Hashem promised, okay, we're not going to have this kind of rainstorm again. The Zohar Kodesh says, let's take the next greater Tzadik, Avraham Avinu. Hashem came to Avraham Avinu and gave him advance notice that there's this terrible, terrible neighborhood called Sodom and Amorah, and it's related to the five cities, which have reached a bottom like nobody's ever reached before, atrocities against mankind. And Hashem said, time to wipe out. And here we find suddenly a negotiation. We find Avraham Avinu going to bat and negotiating, trying to bail out these Rishon, these incredible Rishon. And Avraham Avinu goes as far as he perceives he possibly could go. His level of understanding of Hashem led him to believe that he needed a minimum of 10 guys. If there's 10 tzaddikim, it would be enough to qualify saving millions of Rishon, you know, and trying to turn him around, trying to get him to be Chozer B'tshuva. He got close, but he didn't succeed completely because Hashem wiped them all out. The Zohar HaKadosh says, now let's take a look at Tzaddik number 3, Moshe Rabbeinu, who goes down in history as Raya Mehemna, the trustworthy shepherd. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from heaven, he sees that the Jews did the worst, can't do any worse. On the wedding night, Matan Torah was called Yom Chuppaso. At the chuppah, they had eyes on another chasna already. They were looking to commit adultery with this golden calf. The pasuk says, "Libavtani me'ach ba'achat me'enayeh." Hashem says, "You love me with one eye." They were looking at Hashem with one eye, and with one eye, they were already plotting, to throw Hashem away, chas v'shalom, replace him with this golden calf. And Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Step aside, get out of my way. Let me at him. Let me wipe them out, and I'll make you into a new, pure race." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "No thanks." And he negotiated and negotiated until he won. Until Kavyachol, he seemingly defeated Hashem. Because he had the highest level of understanding of Gedulas Hashem, of Chesed of Hashem. And he knew that Hashem's Chesed was good enough even to accommodate this type of situation. This type of where the Jews committed Avodah Zorah, the worst sin in the worst way, at the worst time, Hashem is Kaviyachol, Hashem is a big boy enough to be able even to forgive for that and even to turn that around completely. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Validei Zeh Heime'irin B'Lev Yisrael, and through this awareness of Gedulas Hashem, these tzaddikim shine into the hearts of each and every single Jew, sheyesh tikva lekol echad lo shavei lo vizborach tamid, that there's hope for every single Jew to return to Hashem at all times. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, va'atzir she'ol, if I find myself on -7, the seventh floor of Gehenna down, hineko, you're right there, Hashem, I can connect to you. As is explained in other places, this is all the concept of the holiness of Shabbos, because we said before Shabbos is Shavto, to return to Hashem, Shehu Bechinas Olam Haba, which is the concept of Olam Haba, Shehu Kuloi Tshuva. Shabbos is called a taste of Olam Haba, and we said earlier that Olam Haba is going to be a place of constant tshuva, where people are constantly moving closer to Hashem, higher levels of awareness of Hashem, higher levels of awareness of Hashem's kindness, and constantly regretting the misperception that we had of Hashem a minute ago, where we perceived Him as being so great, and now we perceive Him as being greater, and still greater, and still greater. Paragraph Dalet. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas gimel sudoi Shabbos," and this is why the Torah commands us to have three meals on Shabbos. Shehin bechinas gimel nekudei sanal. The three meals on Shabbos correspond to the three nekudos that are discussed in this chapter on Likutei Moran, which were Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua, and the Ohel Moed, or as we said earlier, the wiping out Amalek, appointing a king and building the Beis Hamikdash, or the sun and the moon and the sky in which they're both connected. Shal yidei zeh na'aseh odom, through which a person is zoicha to become a real odom, as we said earlier, shehein b'chinas gimel mitzvos na, which is tied into the three mitzvos we spoke about earlier. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into showing us the connection between the three meals of Shabbos and these three mitzvahs that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael to fulfill upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Ki lahachriz zari shel amolek shu b'chinas Yehoshua b'chinas pnei levona b'chinas nekuda tachtoina ze b'chinas seudas leil Shabbos. Because wiping out Amalek, that corresponds to Yehoshua, who is represented by the moon, who's represented by the lower part of the letter Aleph. Rabbeinu Zal, that chapter in the Likutei Moran, discusses the letter Aleph, and he splits it up into three pieces. There's the upper piece of the Aleph, then there's that diagonal piece of the Aleph, and then there's the bottom piece, which is called the Nekuda Tachtoina. Ze b'chinas sudas leil Shabbos. That corresponds to the Friday night meal. Ki b'knisas Shabbos hu b'chinas hachnoas haklipois ki yadua. Because we're taught in the Zohar HaKodesh and in the writings of the Arizal that when Shabbos enters, when we begin Shabbos, there's a process there of subduing and eliminating all the klipois, all the forces of evil. Shehu b'chinas lahach rezaroi shel amolek. That corresponds to this mitzvah of wiping out the descendants of Amalek. Shehu klal kol haklipois vasitra achra. Amalek is a composite of all aspects of klipo, all aspects of sitra achra. Rav Nosson Zal now elaborates, ki mavur b'kavonas Shabbos, because it's explained in the writings of the Arizal on Shabbos, in the Pri Etz Chaim and the other sforim that he discusses this, Umuva b'dvorav zal, and it's also discussed in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, shebeknisas Shabbos nichlal noiga b'gdusha, that when Shabbos enters, as we cross that border from Friday into Shabbos, the klipa that's called noiga enters into the kedusha. It's able to be drawn into the kedusha. We've mentioned this before. I'll try to summarize briefly. In the Novi Yecheskel, it discusses a vision that Yecheskel HaNovi had of the throne of Hashem, the light of Hashem that's called Chashmal. And he envisions it being surrounded by three terrible items, which one of them is called Ruach Se'ora, a terrible storm wind. The other one is Onon Godol, a very great cloud. And the third one is Eish Mislakachas, like a black fire. And then there's a fourth item that he mentions, which is like a Venoiga Lo Soviv. And there's this twilight, there's this like gray type of light surrounding the Shechina, surrounding the holiness. And the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that those three, Onon Godol, Eish Mislakachas, and Ruach Se'ora, they represent three klipois, three aspects of tumah, of evil, that are all bad. They're completely bad. They cannot be integrated into the Kedusha. The item that's called Noiga, Noiga is a type of twilight. It's a type of Toivor, it's like the Eitz Hadas Toivora. That's something which can swing either way. If the proper effort is put in, if it's the right timing, if it's the right place, it's possible to swing Noiga into the Kedusha. If not, Noiga swings the other way into the Sitra Achra. And some of the examples that are given of Noiga are Gerim, converts. We know that a non-Jew, compared to a Jew, is a Bechin of Ra compared to a Bechin of Toiv. Whereas, however, we know that even within the non-Jews, there are non-Jews who become Jews. How is such a thing possible? What are you talking about? How do you make bad, how do you make white into black or black into white? The answer is, I once heard from my father-in-law, Zichron Avraham, Rabbi Rosenfeld, that by Avram Avinu, Hashem said to him, Ki Av Hamoin Goyim Nesaticha, I have designated you as the father of a multitude of nations. The first letters of the three words Hamoin Goyim Nesaticha spell the word Noiga, meaning that Avram Avinu had the eyes to be able to see which non-Jew comes from the three klipos that are all bad, which non-Jew should not be brought close to the Kedusha, and which non-Jews were in the aspect of Noiga, where they have the ability to be brought into the Kedusha. There's a lot more to say about this. Throughout Likutei Halachos, this topic is going to come up many times, and we're going to get tremendous clarity about it. Now Rav Nosenzal explains, Shebeknisas Shabbos Nichlal Noiga Begdusha. The Arizal explains, and Rabbeinuzal explains, that when Shabbos enters, that's such a special time of the week, and it's such a holy time, that that's when this Noiga is able to be swung into the Kedusha. Va'azai roitzim gam kol haklipos hatmeyos lehikol begdusha. But what happens is, Noiga's buddies, Noiga's three buddies, are on God relation. They see Noiga coming into the Kedusha, and they say, hey, wait a minute, buddy, we want to come too. Vazai yoyred shalhuva de'esha al roisham. And the Zohar HaKadosh explains that Kavyochel Hashem beams down a pillar of fire on the heads of these three klipos, v'noiflim, and they fall away. And it was like a laser beam that severs the connection between Noiga and his buddies, so that Noiga is able to proceed and enter into the Kedusha, and the three other guys can't. They can't come with him. Shezehu soid rechitzas chamin berev Shabbos. The Arizal explains this is the secret for why it's so important for a person to take a hot shower or a hot bath and a hot mikveh on Erev Shabbos, because the physical act of washing oneself with warm or hot water is what activates the spiritual response from Hashem of pulling the trigger on that shalhuva de'isha, that beam of fire, that what Kaviyach Hashem pulls the trigger on a flamethrower that shoots out this blast of fire that severs the connection between Noiga and the other three, allowing the Noiga to enter into the Kedusha and blocking the other three from sneaking in improperly. V'zehu b'chinas l'hachre zaroi shel amolik. This is the concept of the mitzvah which Hashem told us upon entering into Eretz Yisrael. Look at that. Upon entering into Shabbos or upon entering into Eretz Yisrael. Because it's brought in Sforim that the words zavat chalav u'dvash, which is the ultimate praise of Eretz Yisrael, the last letters of zavas chalav u'dvash spell the word Shabbos. Because just like Shabbos is the holy time, Eretz Yisrael is the holy place. If in entering into Shabbos, we have this ability of the Noiga being brought into the Kedusha and the other three klipos being destroyed, so too upon Klal Yisrael entering into Eretz Yisrael properly, they have that same ability. Lahach rezare shel Amolek, shehu bechinas klal haklipos hatmeyos legamri. Amolek is a composite of all three klipos and all 3 million klipos, all of them put together. The Hu Choter Tomid. He's constantly digging, constantly trying to get at us. umizgare beKdushas Yisrael. He's always jealous and hateful, resentful of the holiness of Klal Yisrael. Veroitze lahachtiyom. He's always looking to make us chas v'shalom commit sins. Kedei linak mehem. Because every time a Jew commits a sin, he gives Amalek the ability to draw strength and energy from Klal Yisrael, chas v'shalom. Utzrichin melchama gedoylimoy. And we have to fight him with a major, major war. Ukeshimachnien oisem amurzeche to subdue him. Azai nichlal noiga bigdusha. That's when the noiga can be brought into the kedusha. Shezeo bechinas kavonas knisas shabbos kanal. This is what the Arizal explains in his Sforim as to what a Jew is supposed to be aware of upon entering Shabbos. Vze bechinas vayishma yisroi shenismach leparshas melchemes amolik. And this is why we find in the Chumash that the last lines of Parshas Beshalach speak about the battle against Amalek, and then right after that it leads right into Yisro's coming and joining Klal Yisrael. U'kemo Sham Razal, as the Gemara says, Ma Shmua Shama Ubo. What did Yisro hear that motivated him to come and join Klal Yisrael? Kriyas Yamsuf u'melchemes Amalek. He heard that the Jews were zechet to Kriyas Yamsuf and to battle Amalek. That's what allowed him to come and join Klal Yisrael. Hainu, ki achar shenoflu v'nichrusu haklipos hatmeyos, shein b'chinas Mitzrayim v'amolek, once Klal Yisrael succeeded to a large degree in wiping out Mitzrayim and weakening Amalek tremendously, where those two represent these klipos that are all bad, oz shoma Yisroel v'nisgayer. That's what made it possible for Yisroi, who was this Bechina of Noiga, to get the message and to come running and convert. Shehu Bechinas Shenichlal Noiga Begdusha. This is an example of this concept of the Noiga coming into the Kedusha. Shemishom Kol Hagerim Kemuva. As is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, that all converts come from this concept of Noiga. And this is all tied into the beginning of Shabbos. The V'oz, as the Zohar Kodesh says, Kad Ayil Shabsa, when Shabbos enters, the Iskadish Lelia, and the night is sanctified, the Ihi Isparshis Misidrachra, the Shekhinah is cut off completely from Sidrachra. In other words, the Klipos, the Ra, is the connection of the Ra to the Kedusha is severed and sliced away completely. Oz mitzvah lasei suda shaleil Shabbos. And that's when a Jew has the mitzvah of making his Friday night meal. Shehu b'chinas Yehoshua, which corresponds to Yehoshua, b'chinas Levona, the concept of the moon, hamoshelet balayla. The moon rules at night. Now, Rav Nosson showing us that the Friday night meal, when we're talking about night, darkness, darkness is a time when the moon is out. The moon represents Yehoshua, the student, compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the rabbi. And that's the symbolism, that the Friday night meal corresponds to Yehoshua, who is the one who was sent to do battle against Amalek. וזה בחינס הסודה הנזכרת בתורה שעושה ישראל לכל ישראל כשבוא להזגיה. And now we could understand why the Torah makes a point of telling us that when Yisroi came, they made a big, a very important suda, and Moshe Rabbeinu came to the suda, and all Aaron HaKohen and all of Klal Yisrael came to join in this suda. Well, this wasn't no birthday party, no anniversary, but what was the occasion for a suda? Kishabol is got Kemal Shikos Hashem, as the Pasuk says, Vayovoi Aharon v'chol zikne Yisroel le'choy lechem im choysen Moshe lefnei Elokim. That all the leaders of Klal Yisrael came to break bread with Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law before Hashem. Ki kishabon gerim u'mezgayrim, because when converts come and they convert, Shezeo b'chinas shehaklipos hatmeyos, b'chinas klipas amolik nechrosim, which implies that the klipos that are all bad have been defeated, they've been cut away. Noiga nichla b'kedusha, and the concept of noiga is being brought into the kedusha, ki beloize lohoya efsher lahagerim lizgayer. Because if that did not take place, it would be impossible for converts to come and join Klal Yisrael. Why? Machmas klipa samolik sheroitze l'saches bohem, because there's this klipa samolik that's hanging on to them, and doesn't want to let go. And the only way that these converts can come into the kedusha is if amolik's hold on them has been cut away. If amolik has been nichna. If the ra gomor has been defeated. Shekol zehu bechinas knisa shabbos v'kanal. This is what the Arizal explains is taking place when Shabbos enters, when Shabbos first begins. V'oz mitzvah laharbois besuda. And this is why it's such a major mitzvah to prepare a beautiful, special, special meal Friday night. Shezeu b'chinas sudas leil Shabbos kanal, shehu tikkun chet odom harishon. The Friday night meal is a tikkun, it's a correction for the pegam of odom harishon. Shechoto b'achila, who sinned with food, Be'erev Shabbos, on Friday, Shenivraboy, which was the date on which he was created, Vo'ochal me'eitz hadas toi vora, and Odom Rishon ate from a tree that had good and bad in it. She'ikra ha'pegam hoyo b'b'china zois. The main mistake of Odom Rishon was tied into what we're discussing right now. Ki eitz hadas toi vora, ze bechinas noiga, shemo'urov toi vora. Because this concept of the eitz hadas, which is good and bad mixed together, is actually the concept of noiga, as explained in Ulsforin, that noiga is something that's good and bad mixed together. Interestingly, in Hebrew, the word eruv, ayin, yud, resh, vov, veiz, means a mixture. La'arev means to mix. It's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that the word Eruv is composed of two parts. Ayin Beis, which is 72, which is Begimatria Chesed, and the remaining letters, Resh Yud Vav, are Begimatria 216, which is Begimatria Gevura. So that the whole concept of good and bad originates from a concept of a right side and a left side, chesed, kindness, and gvura, harshness. These items, at their point of origin, are both really good. They're both really wonderful. But Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 51, in the first half of Likut Imran, that good is one. We talk about Bayom Ahu Yihya Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod, and the Gemara explains in Psachim that this refers to Kulay Toiv. That's when Hashem's going to be, that nowadays there's a concept of good and bad. There's a concept of a funeral and a wedding. At a funeral we make a bracha Baruch Dayin Hoemes. At a wedding we make a bracha Toiv Ametiv, you know, or symbolically we make that bracha. Whereas in the future it's going to be all good. All good is called Echod, one. And Rabbi Nizal explains over there that the minute you have two, that's when you have the potential for bad. In one, there is no potential for bad. In two, there is. And that's the concept where until Chava had been created, sort of everything was okay. The minute there were two, suddenly the Nochash was able to plug into Chava and convince her, and she convinced the Marishan, and everything went sour. In that chapter in Likut Imran Torah Nun Aleph, in the first half of Likut Imran, and in the Likut Halachos that's related to it, Rav Nosson Zal explains this concept tremendously. So Rav Nosson Zal says this is what the Eitz Hadas was all about, that it's this combination of Toiv Ora. Shekol Zman She'ein Mevarin Oisei Koroi, so long as we're not zeichet to clarify the good from the bad, to separate the good from the bad properly, Oz Iker Yenikas Haklipois Hatmeois Hu Derech Shom Kenuva. The best possible source for the klipos, the evil klipos, the ra, the tumma, to be able to be nourished from is when there's a mix of good and bad. When good and bad are mixed up, there isn't clarity to distinguish them, to differentiate. That's when the ra has a field day. just like it's known, I've heard this, that when it comes to driving, for example, driving by day, a person can see pretty well. At night, when it's dark, a person can see well if they have the proper lighting. It's the twilight hours, when it's grayish, that's when it's most difficult to see. That's this concept of this noiga, which in some ways is the most dangerous, because that's where the klipos atmeos draw their nourishment from. V'hanochosh hisioi sheyesh biyodei koyach lechon men olivaroi. The nochosh tried to convince Adam Arishon that he has the ability to eat from this tree and to perfect it and to make the proper refinement, the proper birur. And this is why the Gemara says that the snake pushed Chava until she touched the tree. And the snake said to her, "Kishem sheim misa benegia, kachem misa bachila. You just told me that Hashem said not to eat from the tree and not to touch the tree, or otherwise you're going to die. Look, see, you touched it and nothing happened. Kach ein misa bachila. So too, even if you eat from it, nothing's going to happen. What was the snake really saying? This tree isn't such a terrible thing. There are bad things in this world. There are things that I would say you're not supposed to eat, and you're not even supposed to touch. But when we say don't touch, it means it's mamish the worst of the worst. But this tree is nothing. Look, touch it. I'll touch it. Nothing happens. Because if the tree was really completely tame, you wouldn't even be allowed to touch it. But once I can prove to you that when you touch it, you don't die, then probably also if you eat from it, you won't die. And that's how the nochosh seduced them, and he convinced them until they went ahead and ate from it. And that's how the Nochosh injected Tuma to them. Because Adam Arishon at that point in time was not qualified to be Mevarer, to make a tikkun for the Eitz Hadas. Adarabba, just the opposite. His Gabru HaKlipos HaTmeos, as a result of him trying to do it, the Klipos HaTmeos got tremendous strength, Ad shenigzar olav misa ledoiros, to the point where it resulted in Hashem decreeing death, you know, for all generations. When his garish migan Eden, and he was evicted from Gan Eden. And what was the tikkun? What was the tikkun for Adam Arishon at the time? V'hatikkun hoya Shabbos. The tikkun was Shabbos. K'moshom razal, as is written in the Zohar Kodesh, Shabbos ogin alohi. Shabbos protected him. Because when this took place, when did Adam Arishon, the Medrash in one place shows an hour by hour blow of what of when from when Adam Arishon was created till the time he ate from the Eitz Hadas. You know, he was created on Friday morning, and the Medrash says what he did at 9 o'clock, what he did at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. The Eitz Hadas was moments before Shabbos, and the Zohar Kodesh says the moment Shabbos entered, it whitewashed everything to a degree. As is brought in the story, the 11th story in Sipurim Isis, which Rabbeinu Zal tells of the exchanged children. Ayin Shom, look over there.